News from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Molly Dove. One tradition of Aspen's Winter School celebration returns tonight. Kristen Kay has the scoop on the soup.
Soup School, the competition where local restaurants dole out samples of soups and stews to the public who then vote on their favorite, was a part of Winter School from 2004 to 2016. It's been on hiatus for the last couple of years. Jennifer Albright-Carney, Vice President of Event Marketing for the Aspen Chamber, says that was partly due to turnover in some of the participating restaurants. Tonight's event takes place in a new indoor venue, the So Cafe at the Aspen Art Museum. Carney says locals are looking forward to Soup School's return.
So the response has been really great. People are excited to attend again. We are so pleased to have 9 restaurants to be a part of it.
Those restaurants include the reigning title holder Meat and Cheese, Aspen mainstays like the Little Nell, and newcomer Tatanka Western Bistro. The tasting starts at 4 tonight. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Governor Jared Polis outlined an ambitious agenda for 2020 during his State of the State address to lawmakers yesterday morning. Scott Franz has more on the governor's priorities.
Polis was quickly interrupted by protesters who want him to ban fracking and oil and gas wells, which was a topic he did not get into this year. Instead, Polis used much of his speech to promote a paid family leave program and a bill creating a public health insurance option. On that, he criticized Front Range hospitals for attacking the healthcare plan.
We don't represent the special interests, we represent the people. And the people are crying out for relief on high health care costs, and we can and we will do better.
Polis also urged lawmakers to come up with a proposal to increase transportation funding, but he did not mention a specific idea. Lawmakers have until early May to wrap up their legislative work. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Aspen Gay Ski Week kicks off this Sunday. Reporter Alex Hager talked with Aspen Out Director Kevin McManaman about what's planned for this year, including an increased focus on welcoming families.
Now in its 43rd year, Aspen Gay Ski Week has grown and changed over the decades. McManaman says they'll be welcoming 25 families this year, and it's important to create a space where LGBTQ people with kids can come and connect.
And perhaps you're in a small town, you're the only ones. And it's really nice to meet people that are going through the same thing, negative and positive.
A week full of dinners, parties, and other events gets underway this weekend, including the downhill costume competition on Aspen Mountain next Saturday. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
The Forest Service has approved replacing the Big Burn chairlift at Snowmass. The decision authorizes Aspen Skiing Company to replace the existing chairlift with a new 6-passenger high-speed detachable lift. Kevin Warner, district ranger for the Aspen-Sopris Ranger District, says this will allow guests to continue to enjoy the terrain off the lift while making the ride up quicker and more comfortable. Installation will likely occur in summer 2020. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.